I'm Samantha Bove, and this is She's Too Much. This show is for the woman who's been told that she dreams too much, talks too much, cares too much, thinks too much, feels too much, needs too much. And I say it's about damn time that we are even more, because that thing you think makes you too much is the exact thing the world needs more of. Oh, the plague of being human. Getting what you want and then not being able to fully experience the joy of living in your dream because you're so afraid that the other shoe is going to drop. Yes, this is the curse and the magic of the human experience. And my relationship with this sensation of the other shoe is going to drop, my relationship has evolved to a place where I'm feeling quite comfortable with it most days. And I want to share what I've learned, because that feeling, that little anxious under the surface feeling that something can go wrong and something is wrong, even when everything feels so right, this experience really robs us from being able to fully receive the blessings that we've called into our life and the success. And it really does rob us from the present moment. And so I want to pass on this wisdom that I've been acquiring through my own self-reflection practices and also through my own mentors. So this was sparked because I was chatting with my Reiki teacher, Lara Elliott. She's my spiritual mama. And I was telling her about this relationship that I'm in and how good it feels, and that though for the first time I was experiencing this moment of intimacy with him, and I was feeling so much joy, and then I got scared and I had this familiar sensation of the other shoe's going to drop. And what she reminded me of was that feeling of the other shoe is going to drop. I don't actually want to lose that feeling, because to lose that feeling of the other shoe's going to drop is to lose your humanity. To be human is to recognize the flame within you that burns, that says, I am alive. And if you are alive right now and you're in recognition of your aliveness, just recognize it right now. Wow, I'm alive. My heart is beating. My heart is beating. My body is working. My eyes are seeing. My ears are listening. If you're in recognition of that, there is a part of you, right? This is duality. There is a part of you that also recognizes that death is an option. To be alive is to also recognize that people are not alive, that one day we will not be alive. And so how does this translate to the other shoe dropping, to things changing? Well, because that feeling of the shoe dropping, all that is change, is us not wanting change to happen. So the other shoe dropping for you right now could be the client not actually paying, or it could be the love that you have in your life leaving or cheating. It could be that you get sick right before a big event or your wedding. It could be that you finally get the apartment you've manifested, but you're afraid that something's going to go wrong. I spent the first 2 months of my time in my apartment convincing myself I was going to see a rat because I lived in New York City. Literally, that was my version of the other shoe dropping. Ridiculous. And so human. And so why do I bring up death around the other shoe dropping? Because the shoe dropping is change. And it is our desire, right, for things not to change. Once we get something we want, we don't want it to change. We want to keep it. We want to keep it all to ourselves so that we're comfy and that we're not freaked out if something changes and something happens. Well, that's life. And all of those little changes that happen, because there's never one shoe that's going to proverbially, the proverbial shoe, it's not one shoe that drops. Shoes are dropping all of the time. That is change. That is life. Those are all little deaths to how things were, to how comfortable you got with the way that things were. This little death in French is la petite mort. Translates to the little death. And Wikipedia, this definition says, is an expression, la petite mort is an expression that refers to a brief loss or weakening of consciousness. And in modern usage, refers specifically to a post-orgasm sensation as likened to death. Okay, so we're not talking about orgasms, but we're talking about change and we're talking about little death here. So stay with me. Would you agree that change is like a little death of everything that you've known? Yes. And would you agree that the essence of being a human is change? Every moment our cells change, our skin changes, our views change, our desires change, our hunger level, our thirst levels, they all change. Yes, you would agree. That is to be human, is to experience change. And so my invitation for you, when you experience this feeling of the other shoe is going to drop, that instead of trying to get rid of that feeling, can you just be with that feeling? Can you just recognize that as the flame that is burning within you, that is humanity? And as you become more full of faith in yourself, more faithful, as you develop more trust in the universe, as you are, I know you are right now because you're listening to this podcast, you get to meet this fear, right? This sensation of change, of being scared of all of these little deaths, which ultimately just mirror the big death, the great mystery. The more faithful you become, the more you meet change and these sensations with calm, with faith, with presence, with trust. So when the proverbial shoe drops, because it always will, because change is the nature of being human, you're not so scared anymore. I'm not so scared anymore. Yes, I have moments that I bring to my mentors and I have moments that I bring to meditation where I do feel scared and I breathe into my hara. Your hara is the energetic center in your body. This is a Reiki principle, about two finger lengths below your belly, at your root. This is your unshakable center. This is where you breathe when change comes. And when you can meet the change, you can meet the shoe dropping from your hara, from your root, well, then you start to see change as something that can't crack and break your foundation because your foundation is so strong. And so when change comes, it feels more like a raindrop instead of like an earthquake or a shoe bouncing you and clocking you in the head. These shoes dropping actually become something that you can witness because you're rooted. Something that you can witness as a reminder of your own humanity and feel the raindrop and maybe even one day and sometimes find beauty in the experience. Recognition that you actually value something enough to fear the change or the loss of it. So when I brought this concern to my Reiki teacher, oh God, this relationship is so good. I'm scared. It'll change. I'm scared it'll end. I can actually look at that experience now and think to myself, wow, what a gift it is to be human, to love so much, to care so much that I'm scared of it changing. Wow. So that's how I'm dealing with the sensations. Actually, that's how I'm alchemizing, how I'm creating magic, how I'm changing the form of this sensation of this lingering fear that the other shoe will drop and making it mean that I'm alive, making it mean that I actually care about the things in my life and I respect them and I appreciate them. And I let that other shoe drop sensation remind me of the temporary nature of all things. And because of the temporary nature of all things, I better respect them and appreciate them while I have them, because they're bound to change, because I'm bound to change, because life is bound to change and end and be born again millions and infinite times and lifetimes. And I promise you that with this practice, over time, when the shoes drop or if they drop, and you can stay connected to your root and connected to your faith, it's not so bad. It's actually kind of beautiful. If this resonates with you, if you feel something through this transmission and you want to take this work deeper for 4, 5, 6 days, consider joining us and a group of soul sisters who are so ready to meet you, ready to see you, co-create with you. Join us for the Magic Woman Retreat in Italy. DM me Italy at samantha.bove, or sign up for the Reiki Retreat waitlist, samanthabove.com/Reiki Retreat. So you'll be notified for the next Magic Woman Reiki Retreat, where you'll become attuned to the power of Reiki and you will deepen your faith, your trust in yourself, get comfortable submitting to source, trusting your intuitive gifts, and creating magic with your one very precious life. See you next week.